My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Other than a short break on April 1st to discuss the town of Nutley, New Jersey's geothermal ingenuity, we've been talking about blowing in the fiberglass insulation in the new house we're following along with. The attic and sloped portions are done, and it's time to prep for the walls. Everything in the walls needs to be placed prior to insulating. The wiring and plumbing are all in, as are the backers for the kitchen cabinets and grab bars in the bathrooms. Backing is also in for the head of the air-to-air heat exchanger. There are two other vents that will run through the exterior walls, the kitchen vent and the exhaust for the gas heating stove. I don't have the information I need to get the exact locations. Instead, I fill the entire area with rigid foam insulation. When the time comes to run the vents, I'll be cutting through the foam in the walls rather than the blown-in fiberglass. I find it makes for a better insulated chase. Once I place the vent lines, I can fill any voids with expanding foam. I carefully go over everything, making sure I haven't forgot anything. Next, I staple up blow-in fabric to the studs. The fabric I use comes in a roll 9 feet wide by 600 feet long. This will be the third house I've gotten out of one roll of material, plus a guest room and standalone office. The fabric is stapled up using a medium crown, long magazine, constant fire pneumatic stapler. You use a lot of staples with this fabric. Tack it in place, draw it tight, then staple it off. When I say a lot of staples, I'm talking a staple every half inch, at least. The stapler can be set to fire constantly as I draw it against a stud. With a staple every half inch on an 8-foot stud, that's about 200 staples per 8-foot stud. It literally takes 5 seconds tops to shoot that many staples. It's a crazy fast rapid-fire tool and quite specialized. It takes quite a few staples to put up the fabric, being sure to pull it tight. This house has just about 100 feet of 8-foot wall on the first floor. Upstairs is a mix of 3 gable ends plus the 3-foot knee walls. I went through 9 boxes of staples getting the fabric up. There's 5,000 staples per box, so 45,000 staples total. The purpose of blowing fabric is to hold the insulation in place while letting the air of the blowing machine escape. You put a 3-inch slice in the fabric high up in the wall cavity, feed the blowing hose through the slice down the cavity, turn on the machine and blow insulation bottom to top, drawing the hose as you go. Slapping the face of the fabric as you chase the hose up the wall is how you monitor the fill. You're going for a density close to a firm mattress. The attic and slope ceilings took 25 bales of insulation. It was great having a helper feed the machine when I insulated the attic, but the walls I can manage solo. Once the fabric's all up, it takes me about 5 hours to blow in the 23 bales the walls take. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.